Welcome to the Blessing Sunday of the month of October as we look at three key effects of the blessing. Three key effects of the blessing. Our objective is to understand the effects of the blessing of God and to understand the way of God's blessing. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, the Bible speaking concerning God at creation said, "And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the heaven, of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." God blessed them and imparted upon them fruitfulness. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 to verse 3. "And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." The blessing of God is an asset of unquantifiable worth. It's an asset of inestimable value. Money can't buy it. The blessing of God is superior to the connections of man. The blessing of God will do for you what money can't do, what your certificate can't do, and what your connections can't do. Or listen to this in this service. The blessing of God is the secret of the enviable, is the secret of the admirable. When you see a life that is enviable, admirable, commendable in this kingdom, they are blessing made lives. The blessing of God is the secret of the notable. Notable personalities, notable miracles, notable institutions in the kingdom. And there are three key effects we are discussing today that makes the blessing to produce such effects and such results. Number one is multiplication. The blessing is a multiplier. It's a fertilizer of human potential. It's a multiplier of favor. Multiplier of resources. No blessed man or woman is permitted to die small.
in the last service. The reason why God preserves the blessed is because the blessing will attract an enmity. It will attract hostility. People will be angry that you are favored. People will be angry. God wired preservation inside the package of the blessing, because the blessing will attract opposition, attract anger, attract bitterness. Why should it be him? What did he do? What did she do? What is she doing that we are not doing? So people will be aggravated, infuriated, agitated, irritated, because you have been elevated. But it doesn't amount to anything. Because God gives you protection to guard his provision in your life. He releases security to support his prosperity. Somebody say amen. So that's the second thing that the blessing does. God cannot give you money and a witch kill you because God gave you money. It's not possible. God cannot give you position and a wicked man eliminate you from the world because of a God-given position. It's not possible. When God gives, he guides and then guards. He gives, guides, and guards. Guard. He gives, he guides, directs, and then guard, protect. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That is, he gives. I shall not want. I shall not want. That is giving. He leadeth me. That is guiding. He guidance. Maketh me lie down in green pastures. Yeah, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. Guard, for thou art with me. Did you hear what I said? Say, God gives. He guides and guards. Hallelujah. And so having said that, the blessing of God upon your life brings you multiplication. It brings preservation. And finally, perpetuation. This appears to many of us like a new word or a new concept of the blessing. It appears new because many of us are aware that the blessing will bring us multiplication and increase, and it will bring us preservation. But this one looks new. When I mean perpetuation, I mean the blessing has the capacity to impart the quality of perpetuation or continuation. Staying power, tenaciousness, pertinacity, indefatigability, unfinishability. That is, you are just there, can't be finished. You are just there, can't be finished. What God gave you can't be finished. Like a bulldozer in motion that cannot be blocked. Like the aircraft that does not know roadblock. You are just in motion. Whatever stopped others before you can't stop you. Because the blessing has wired into you like a perpetual motion machine. A magneto-kinetodynamic. You are just there. You are just in motion. Unable to be stopped. That was what happened to Abraham. Let's look at some examples. In Genesis chapter 12 verse 5. Abraham, Mashtoko Bagalada Vara. And Abraham took Sarah his wife and Lot his brother's son and all their substance that they had gathered, and souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan, he came. Abraham's father started the journey before Abraham. Genesis chapter 11 verse 26. He started a journey before Abraham. Terah lived 70 years and begat Abraham, Nahor, and Haran. Now these are the generations of Terah. Terah begat Abraham. Abraham, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran begat Lot. Haran died before his father. Somebody say, God forbid. You will not die before your father. Fathers bury children. Children don't bury. Children bury fathers. Fathers don't bury children. In this case, the man buried his son. That will never be your portion. Haran died before his father. God forbid. In Terah, father Terah in the land of his nativity, in the all the Chaldees. And then Abraham and Nahor took them wives. Abraham's wife was Sarah, and the name of Nahor's wife Milcah, and the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah and the father of Iscah. Now go ahead. But Sarah was barren, she had no child. And Terah took Abraham, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarah, his daughter-in-law, his son Abraham's wife. And they went forth with them from the all of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. Where was he going? But he came to Haran and dwelt there. And he died in Haran. His journey was Canaan. He died in Haran. It's like somebody who is journeying to the United States of America and then arrived at Abaji and stopped. United States of America, and he stopped in the local community of Abaji and stopped. He was going to Haran, to Canaan, he stopped. But Abraham decided to start the journey to go to where his father wanted to reach that he could not reach. And the Bible said they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And he kept on moving like a perpetual motion machine. Maybe what stopped his father had attempted him on the road. Maybe the battle or whatever stopped his father attempted him. But he was unstoppable until he reached the land of Canaan. And there he came. What did Abraham and his father have in common? They had one thing in common. A destination. A desired destination. And what was the name of that destination? Canaan. His father wanted to go to Canaan. Abraham also was going to Canaan. They had that thing in common. What did they have that was not common to both of them? The blessing. Abraham had the blessing. His father had not the blessing. And because Abraham had the blessing, he reached where his father could not reach. That is why you are here this morning. Because something is going to come upon you to make you to break the records of your family. To make you to reach where your father's house could not reach. Where your own father could not reach. Where your family members could not reach. Where your relations could not reach. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice. Look at your neighbor, say, you shall reach where those ahead of you could not reach. You shall finish the journey that your father started and could not finish. Shout the loudest, amen.
Take your seat. Is God speaking to somebody here? I think I told you this story before. Somebody, I was preaching in our church many, many years ago, about 10 years ago. And somebody from our place heard my voice preaching. And he said, you preach like your father. Your voice, the same voice, the way your father, you preach like your father. I said, me? Does my father preach? He said, you are not aware. He said, Christmas Eve of, is in 1948 or 46 or 47. that he preached from night till morning in the village and the people were not sleeping. He preached from night till morning. I said, what? So I went home and I asked my father, have you ever preached? He said, we are the owners of the original fire. I said, tell me more. He said, in those days, they will be going through the market area. All of them. They will be going to say for 6 days, they will be preaching on empty stomach. Raw fire. Planted the Methodist church. One of the Methodist clergy told me some time back, he said, the church your father planted and pastored for 6 months in the village, that they have posted him to that church, the rural village. Before they sent a pastor, he was the local preacher. This was before 56. The year of 1956. Later on, he became businessman, transporter, then became traditional ruler and so on, and all that went to the background. And God said, there is a mantle that must be continued. There is a fire. There is a fire. There is a journey that was started. Am I speaking to somebody here? And it must be distributed. And then the mantle began to land. Not just on one person in his line. It began to land here and there. Hear me, beloved brothers and sisters. Any grace that is in your father's house that appears to not to be moving forward, I prophesy that grace is moving to the next level. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. I prophesy the movement to the next level of that grace. Shout the loudest. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I am going forward. Beyond where my lineage stopped. I am going forward. I am moving forward. I am moving to the next level. Shout the loudest. Amen.
Take your seat. Before he passed, when I traveled home and I go to visit him, people will gather en masse. Oh, so and so person has arrived. And then I'll be praying for them. I'll be praying, laying hands on the people. He will be the one shouting fire. I said, be healed. Allah, 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 Allah.
Hallelujah. This is what I am here to tell you today. Mantles don't disappear. Once they are there, they must be repossessed. They must be manifested. The grace of God is not permitted to be lost. Every greatness in any direction in your line, today by the blessing, you shall perpetuate it. You shall take it to the next level. You shall take it to the next level. You shall take it to the next level.
Say it louder, amen. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? That was Abraham. He couldn't be stopped. They tried to stop his father, but he couldn't be stopped. Then you look at Isaac in Genesis chapter 26, verse 19 to 22. Because of time, I may not read the details. But Isaac was trying to dig the well. As he dug the well, the Philistines stopped him. He redug the wells of his father. They stopped him. He redug the wells until he came to verse 22. And he came to Rehoboth. And there, they couldn't stop him anymore. This is what I call perpetuation, continuation, resilience, pertinacity, endurance. Where you are just in motion and something is on you that makes it impossible for them to stop you. The Philistines tried to stop him. They couldn't stop him. Example number 3, Jacob. In Genesis chapter 32 and in verse 24 to 28, Jacob wrestled with a man. Genesis 32 verse 24 to 28. He met, I believe, the angel of the Lord and wrestled, and the angel said, let me go for the day breaketh. And he said, I won't let you go This man remained there until what he wanted happened. What he desired happened. Continuation, perpetuation, resilience. Then you look at Joseph in Genesis chapter 37 verse 9. Joseph dreamt a dream. His brethren hated him for the dream he dreamt. Instead of becoming a coward and going backward, the Bible said he dreamt another dream more. He dreamt yet another dream. And he told his brethren, I have dreamt a dream more. I have dreamt a dream bigger than the last one you were angry about. I have dreamt a bigger dream, bigger than what was troubling you. I am seeing something bigger than what was paining you. People who are blessed don't give up for opposition. Opposition give up for them. They don't give up for the opposition. When the blessing of God is upon your life, when the anointing of God is upon your life, you don't give up for the opposition. It is the opposition that gives up for you. They wanted to silence him. Say, I am not a silenceable personality. You don't silence me like that. That was Joseph. Now look at Israel. Exodus chapter 1 verse 10. Israel in Egypt. Start from verse 9. And Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his people were saying to his people, behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them. In case they multiply, let's do what we can to prevent their multiplication. So that it doesn't come to pass that when they are fallen out any war, they join our enemies and fight against us. And then move themselves out of the land. Verse 11. Therefore, they set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. Does anybody remember why they are doing this now? In case of what? He said, in case they multiply, let us deal with them. Let us finish them. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Python and Ramses. But look at the bomb in verse 12. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. The more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew until they became grieved. They were depressed because of the children of Israel. The very thing they didn't want was happening. Everything they tried to do to stop them, they could not succeed. It increased them. How many of you know that nobody can block the wind? If the wind is coming this way and you put a barrier, you only made more ways here and here. The wind must find its way. The water must find its level. That is how a blessed person is. There is no level of hatred. There is no level of opposition. There is no level of antagonism that can resist the blessing of God in the life of a person from moving forward. There is no level of fight. The more they afflicted them, the more they increased. How many of you know there are many people who thought you should have died by now? The more they visited the witch doctor and native doctor, the more you are shining, the more you are healthy, the more you are alive, the more you have favor, the more you have open doors, until they begin to wonder what is wrong. Why is this thing not working against this man? And you will tell them, I am too blessed. Too blessed, too blessed, too blessed to be afflicted, too blessed to be resisted. Listen, some people went to a native doctor, a witch doctor, an occult house, to do charm.
against one of our members, who his only offense was that he wanted to contest election. And so they went to fight him. So the native doctor they went to told them, I have two counsels for you people. He's a native doctor ready to collect money for his services, but he had advice. You know, the devil at times can give advice. He said, number one, what you want to do against this man will not work. That's my advice, number one. Number two, don't visit another native doctor again. Don't visit another witch doctor again. You will only waste your money. They will collect your money. It won't work against him. What an advice. They came back to tell the man how they went and how native doctor advised them. Because not everybody is charmable.
No! No! Not everybody is wasteable. Not everybody is wasteable like that. Not everybody is stoppable. Not everybody is hinderable. Somebody shout, I believe. Help me tell three people around you, tell them, I am unstoppable by the blessing of God. I am unstoppable, 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 unstoppable by the blessing of God. I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. Shout the loudest. Hallelujah.
Take your seat. The summary of this point of perpetuation is unstoppability. Just permanence of motion. That is, you are on. Your relevance does not diminish or dwindle. Whether with time or with opposition, it doesn't dwindle. It doesn't dwindle. Job, the man who was blessed by God in Job chapter 1 verse 1 to 3, was speaking in Job chapter 14 verse 14. If a man dies, shall he live again? And if he cannot live again, all the days of my appointed time, I will wait till my change. Come, I'm not
giving way. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving in, and I'm not giving out. Hey! Hey! Look at somebody say, I am not giving in. I am not giving up. I am not giving way. I am not giving out. I am here, going forward. I'm not giving in, throwing the towel. I'm not giving out. I'm not giving way. I'm not giving up. I dare.
Hey! I will wait until my change comes. I believe somebody's change is coming here today. Somebody's story is changing here today. The devil cannot stop you. The devil cannot kill you. The devil cannot resist you. Let me say three things. Take your seat and then we'll round off very quickly. Three facts about the perpetuation and the unstoppability of the blessed. First fact What makes this happen? First, is that the blessing of God imparts the quality of resilience and determination on the blessed. There is a quality of resilience, a quality of determination, a quality of lastability, stick-to-itiveness, staying power. Everyone in scripture I know who was blessed, they never gave way, gave up or for anything. Whether the blessing brought that quality or that quality brought the blessing is a matter for another day. But I know that the blessing and determination and resilience, they walk, they move hand in glove. They move together. It imparts this quality of resilience. Also, the blessing of God, number two, is connected to unstoppable faith. Unstoppable faith. Abraham, the father of faith, was also the father of the blessing. There is something about blessed people that convinces them that what God says to them will come to pass. They believe in God. The Bible says, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. They which be of faith are blessed. Finally, the blessing of God wires or imparts the virtue of indestructibility. Upon the blessed. Indestructibility. The more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied. Unfinishability. That is, God gives you a deposit. And that deposit made it impossible for you. We are not even talking about God preserving you yet. We are talking about you yourself. Inside you, you are, it's wired lastability, indestructibility. It's like diamond. You don't pray for diamond to be strong. Diamond is stronger than, I think it's the strongest of all materials. Stronger even than iron. Diamond is, it has inbuilt indestructibility. That is how God does it for those who are blessed. That is why some people look at you and they are wondering. Galatians chapter 3 verse 9 was our reference scripture of the last one. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Somebody say amen. So it's there. Your life. Your destiny is wired. If God can use egg, if he wants, he can use the egg to break palm kernel. If he wants, he can use the egg to break coconut, so that stone can be humble. If he wants, he can use basket to fetch water, so that calabash can understand worship. That same God can wire into you capability of uncrushability. Is the grammar too much? Capability of uncrushability. Oh, there are people who are in this world looking for who to trample upon. And God tells them it's not everybody. Somebody say capability of uncrushability. very, very quickly, take your seat. What is the way of the blessing? Number one, and we are looking at Abraham from Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 5. This blessing we are talking about is not for everybody. When God told Abraham to get out of his father's house to the land he will show him, Abraham departed without asking any question. What is the way of the blessing? Number one is devotion and dedication to God. And I said devotion to God is the willingness and the decision to go all the way with God. The willingness, the decision to go all the way with God. An unpretentious, unambiguous, unhidden identification with God, where everybody who knows you know who you are and what you represent. Let me add a third to it. It is making God the center and priority of life. Devotion and dedication. Making God the center and the priority of your life. Where everyone who knows you know who is the center, and they know who is the priority of your life. The second way of the blessing is donation to God. Donation to God. That's a life donated to God. I said it means having nothing coming between you and God. Nothing between my soul and the Savior. Not of this world, the elusive dream. Nothing preventing the least of his favor. Jesus is mine. There's nothing between. All right. Nothing between my soul and the Savior. The chorus. So that his blessed face may be seen. Nothing preventing the least of his favor. Keep thy way clear. Let nothing between. Nothing between. Nothing between. Donation to God also means holding nothing back from God. Holding nothing. And in this service, I'll add a third. It means being completely owned by God. Completely owned by God. You are the owner of my life. You are the source of all my being. For as long, oh Lord, as I live, for as long as I have my being, for as long, oh Lord, as I live, I will live all my life unto your praise. You're the owner of my life. You're the source, Lord, of my breath. You're the owner of my life. You're the source, Lord, of my breath. For as long, oh Lord, as I live. For as long as I have my being, for as long, oh Lord, as I live, I will live on my life. You are the owner of my life. You are the source, Lord, of my breath.
Shalala. You are the owner of my life. You are the source, Lord, of my breath. For as long, oh Lord, as I am. For as long as I have my breath. For as long, oh Lord, as I am.
Having a will that is submerged in the will of God. That is the first meaning.
Oh Lord, take me to the place where I have no will that is separate. Oh Lord, take me to the place where I am. That is separate from your charge.
To be lost in you is my desire. To be all for you
is all I want. Take me to the place, oh Lord, take me to the place where I have no will that is separate from your will. Oh Lord, take me to the place
where I have no choice that is separate from your will. For the love of you is my will.
To be lost in you.
To be lost in you is my desire. To be all for you is all I want.
Please let me want what you want, oh my dear Lord. Let me love what you love. That is how you design life
to be Lord. Help me, Lord, to live how I love to live.
Oh,
Having a will that is submerged in the will of God. It also means making God to have both the first place and the final say. If I say I'm submitted to God, it means I give him the first place and I also give him the final say. Finally, submission to God means obeying God without question in all things. Obeying God without question in all things. Obeying God without question.
Let my life bring you joy and not pain, Lord. Let me live in your plan for my life. God is living life at his very best, Lord. God is living to glorify your name. Let my life bring you joy and not pain, Lord. Your plan for my life.
God is living life on his very best, Lord. God is living to glorify.
Take me to the place. We can stand up on your feet. Where I have. To dedicate my life, to donate myself, to submit myself, that nothing will stand between me and you. In the name of Jesus, I am available, Lord. Open your mouth and speak to God.
Lift up your hands.
We'll take the third verse. While we are taking that verse, I'll welcome everyone forward who need to surrender to Jesus, needing your sins forgiven, needing today to mark a new day for you, and you want me to pray with you, pray in agreement with you, so that the agenda of the enemy can be broken and be crushed, and so that you can live a life that is pleasing to God. You are addicted to sin, addicted to something, you want the addiction broken, or you want to rededicate yourself back to God. You pick your Bibles and pick your bags, and quickly come forward. And don't be the last, be the first to come. God bless you. While they are doing that, the song is on. And you speak to God. Set me free. Sing.
Set me free from myself. Oh my Lord.
Those coming, quickly come now.
From the ways of
one.
Flesh, set me
rush
free.
Forward. Two.
So I can avoid the way.
Your voice will
set me free from myself, oh my dear Lord, from the ways of the flesh, set me free,
so I can,
all the ways of regret.
Lord, I want to see your face.
To surrender my life to you, to ask for forgiveness for my sins. Today, it is my decision to serve you, to love you, to live for you. Forgive me my sins. Make me a new person. Today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. I pray for you all today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. Grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' name. Lift your two hands and ask God, everybody now, Lord, let your blessing of multiplication, let your blessing of preservation, of perpetuation come upon me today. Why would take the communion positions?
Lord, I have made up my mind to follow you till the end. I have taken out the cross. I have got no other choice. Rid me, Lord, of all those things that make me unqualified as a vessel in your hands. So I can be useful, Lord. Lord, I have made up my mind to follow you till the end. I have taken up the cross. I have got no other choice. Rid me, Lord, of all those things that make me unqualified as a vessel.
I want to see your face. I want to do.
and for all eternity.
Lift up the communion in your hand.
Of October in Jesus' name. We stand in the place of spiritual authority and jurisdiction to declare that every weapon fashioned against you in this month of October is hereby annulled and neutralized and nullified in the name of Jesus. We declare today no plan or plot of the enemy against you shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We declare your preservation going in, your preservation coming back. We declare your blessings released. We declare the delay in marital establishment is arrested today. Delay in fruitfulness is arrested today. Go forth into October and break forth in Jesus' name.
We pray for you today in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord. The month of October opens up for you.
Amen.
The blessing of multiplication is released upon your life right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The blessing of preservation is released upon your life. Upon your children,
Amen.
Upon your family,
Amen.
Upon your loved ones,
Amen.
Right now. Receive it now.
Amen.
Continuation,
yes.
Perpetuation,
yes.
Unstoppability,
Amen.
Is released upon you right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I declare that systems are put under pressure.
Yes.
They lose their peace, they lose their sleep, they lose their rest. Until what is yours enters your hands. In the name of Jesus. I announce right now the demon of delay in your life in the month of October is arrested.
Amen.
The spirit of backwardness is arrested.
Amen.
Every spirit of addiction is arrested.
Amen.
I prophesy upon Nigeria today.
Amen.
The Bible said the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. I declare the arrest of every agenda of the powers of darkness.
Amen.
The powers of the Antichrist.
Amen.
The powers of the bondwoman. Your yoke is broken.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. We
Amen.
Curse the root of destroyers. The root of killers. The root of kidnappers. The strength of ritualists. The strength of armed robbers and their sponsors. We declare your tenure expires in our land. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everyone who came in here with any curse on your life, that curse is swallowed up by the blessing you are receiving right now. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It's a new day for you.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.